My high heels make a clicking noise on the floor. It's a pleasant sound. I insist on wearing high heels, even though, admittedly, it is sometimes highly impractical in Denmark. I walk past two young men talking in the corridor. I'm almost certain that they were in my class just now, but to be honest, I can't remember their faces too well after we've left the class atmosphere, with certain exceptions, of course. The young men nod greetings at me, and I smile at them. When I first started teaching at the university, I was convinced that the students that year were unique, simply because the young people looked so very young. Now, I've come to accept the fact that that's how people look in their early 20s, and that I too looked like that once. I went home and looked in my photo albums after one of the first semesters, and it was amazing how quickly it all came back to me. That night, I had troubling dreams. It felt as if I had fallen into a canyon between the woman I dreamt of becoming and the woman I am today. Not that I'm unhappy with my life, because I'm certainly not, but it's simply not how I had imagined it, and things might have been immensely different. For example, I decided to marry Claude because I sensed that a marriage with him would be undramatic and peaceful. On the other hand, I also opted out of intense desire, and that was an element that I came to miss a lot after a few years. After our first infatuation was over, it became apparent that the passion, our intimacy, would never reach the same heights again. I talked to my girlfriends about it, but back then, the undramatic and peaceful were more appealing to me. I think there was a side of me that required peace and quiet after some wild years filled with crazy escapades. I attempted to bring it back to life with new lingerie and massages, but my mission was too obvious, it all became an act, and I was rejected.